Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my multiple co-hosts, Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me back, my buddy, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Beautiful day.
We are managing our weekend well.
Yes, we are. And we're going to have, 10 tips here to save management. Management mistakes most people fall into.
Time management.
Here we go.
You know, there's nothing worse than you feel like you have so much to do and you're overwhelmed and you don't get anything done.
Amen.
Right?
Then you're frustrated because you didn't get a thing done.
Exactly.
Well, and actually, this one's not even on our list, Tammy, but a paradigm shift that you and I both had was when we read the book, The Big Leap.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that Gay Hendricks made in that book was he talked about to never say, I didn't have time.
I didn't have time, right.
Never say that. And Tammy and I have stopped saying I didn't have time.
Which we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all do. And I've really tried to stop saying that because his example is if, you know, let's say our daughter Morgan, you know, she comes up and she says, hey, Dad, you want to play cards?
Yep.
And no, I don't have time. Okay. But then she's outside riding her bike and she falls off her bike and comes in and her knee's bloody and she's crying. You know, and,
right.
Okay, do I have time now?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to make time. So I had time the first time, too. It just wasn't a priority.
Correct.
So you know, now I've had to replace the statement, I don't have time, with it wasn't a priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It definitely puts it in a different perspective.
Yeah, it definitely does.
So with you guys especially, but once again, this will be on your site, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This will be
These
top 10 tips are going to be on DougHaldeman.com.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So right. Number one.
All right, let's hear it.
Never envisioning or thinking about tomorrow.
What?
Well, it's pretty common, and it's one reason people have a problem with time management.
Yep.
You don't think about what all the things you have to achieve and accomplish, and so that is definitely number one.
You get nervous, anxious, and you're wound up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I would think of the Jane's Addiction song, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Right. Wait, I promise.
And tomorrow means tomorrow, but it also just means the future, period.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, that's why Tammy and I are so big on life planning. I call it bifocal vision. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to have one eye on this present moment.
Right.
And the other eye focused on the future, you know, a little bit further vision. And it's that bifocal vision that can kind of keep you focused on both of them.
I understand.
That, you know, staying grounded in that present moment.
Yeah. And some things Doug and I do is we share our Google Calendar.
Share
a calendar.
Yeah, we share
and
a calendar.
You had to convince me about that.
you hated it when I was calendar.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't quite understand the need for the calendar until you met me.
I'm not a list or calendar person. Like,
I'm not either.
I was, you know.
Jill, though.
Yeah.
She is.
I was in the corporate world, and I had to live my life by calendar time frames and all that. And I was like, I made a vow to myself, I'm not going to worry about time.
Right.
Well, I met a guy with 5 kids, so and then I brought my 3, and that changed everything.
Yes.
So.
Well, yeah, you know how many things we would blow through if they weren't calendared.
Yeah.
I was calendar, I would blow through appointments. You know, the pain of that made me get calendar to get disciplined because I can't
I understand.
You know, have an integrity in my word.
Right. So number 2, not planning ahead at all.
What?
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Wow.
Yes. It's sometimes it's get in the back seat and drive because your day just takes over and drives without you. So one of the disciplines that I do is called plan today for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so it's spend the last 15 minutes of your day planning out your next day.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay, so, like, especially in the workplace, when things are fresh in your mind, if you can have that discipline, spend the last 15 minutes really thinking through everything you got done or didn't get done and making out tomorrow's list today before you leave.
Okay.
So plan today for tomorrow fits into number 2 with the not planning ahead. Mm-hmm. That's where you really have to plan ahead.
Well, and also for me, I mean, Doug too, but planning your weekends because, you know, there's a lot to try to accomplish. You're busy all week with work, but if you don't really think about or plan your weekend, you're going to just wake up Sunday morning and go, oh, man, I didn't get anything
done.
What
happened? Yeah.
You know, and now laundry's behind, and now bills aren't paid, and whatever else you've
well,
got to figure out.
Worse than that, okay, so I always think of the time, Stephen Covey had the time management quadrants, and quadrant 2 for him was the activities that are important but not urgent, okay, and the tyranny of the urgent always oppresses us to the point that you know, we always are responding to the urgent stuff, and you never have time to get to the important stuff that's not urgent. So, you know, a romantic date with my beautiful wife, okay, that's super important, but it's not urgent until they leave.
I was going to say, are you kidding me? He's kidding.
Well, we have to make it urgent, though. True. I mean, that's where the not planning ahead it can be a killer.
Yeah, it could.
All right, Tammy, number three.
All right, number three. And Doug and I differ on when we wake up. I'm a morning person.
Ooh, I'm not.
And Doug's not so much.
Mm-mm. Okay, so let me rephrase that. I am not a morning person by nature, that is for sure.
True.
And I run myself down through the week enough that weekends, yeah, I want to sleep in a little bit.
He wants to sleep in. So by starting your day late, you wake up at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny because I'll have 5 loads of laundry done. I've swept and mopped. I've taken out the trash. I've gone grocery shopping. I've cleaned the car. And I come back and he's waking up. Now, I'm not judging him for that.
That's an occasional day, though.
That's what I need to do to feel good about myself to start my next week. So
caught up then.
Yes, right. I feel caught up and I feel good about myself. So it is different for everybody else, but when Doug gets going, he's going, man,
and he's rolling.
But starting your day late, you're absolutely right that if you can get a quick start to your day, you can get so much more accomplished.
You can.
But you're way down the road before a lot of people are even getting that starting block.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Okay. Yep. Focusing on doing the wrong thing.
Meaning what?
All right.
Well, so many people major in the minor things.
Okay? I see where you're going.
So focusing on doing the wrong thing that, like, man, I can tell you there are more things on my list than I'll ever get accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I have a to-do list. You wouldn't believe if you saw my to-do list, and I have them categorized by different activities.
And he does, Tom.
It's more stuff than I can accomplish.
Color-coded, yeah.
It is color-coded, of course. But it's more stuff than I can possibly accomplish over the next several years.
Sure.
So I have to figure out what is truly important on the list.
Right.
You'll pick.
I have to prioritize.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to prioritize on the list what the most important things are. I mean, they would call them the big rocks.
Yep.
Okay, you always think of the analogy with the professor that, you know, had the big jar and he fills it full of big rocks and, you know, is it full? And they say, yeah, it's full. And then he pours in smaller rocks. And so there's room for a little more. And then there's, you know, and then they'll pour in eventually sand. And then they pour
in
water.
Sure.
Yeah, they pour in water. Well, it's part of the point to that is that if you went in the other order, there wouldn't be room for the big rocks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you better have your big rocks first.
Understand.
Or there's not going to be time for them. All right, Tammy, number five.
Getting distracted along the way.
What?
Squirrel.
Something shiny. Look.
Yeah.
I'm concentrating.
Well, that one's easy because we can, with all the kids running around the house, if we have, you know, our whole purpose was to maybe go out to the grocery store, and then all of a sudden we got to fix a bike wheel. We got to handle
an
argument.
Or...
Oh yeah, that's happening too. So you know, it's like you can get distracted, and this even talks. I mean, we're talking about our family, but this is also important to apply at work and in your daily life. You know, I did rescue time, Tom, and it kept me on track at work because I was getting distracted so much.
Sure.
My computer pops up and goes, "What are you doing?" and lets me know that I need to get focused back on.
Back in it.
Right.
Smart. That's brilliant.
Well, and the sign of really, really successful people isn't always what they get accomplished as much as what they say no to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no to,
I see,
like the things that they're able to block out and be super disciplined to just not let yourself get distracted. Like not letting Facebook be up on your phone or your computer. Mm-hmm. Man, that can suck you in.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, number six. Going through each day without aims, targets, and goals. Now, Doug, you have a great system for this.
Well, there are so many systems for this that people can do. And, you know, one of the simplest ones that I'll use is I use an index card a lot of days.
Okay.
And I'll just get an index card at the beginning of the day because everything gets too complex sometimes. Like I have so many things that are trained to get my attention that I'll just get an index card that's fresh and just jot down like what are the 4, 5, 6 most important things that I have to get done today.
Mm-hmm.
And then eating the frog early. like jump, you know, getting those things done
I like that.
Really yep. early in the day.
Yep.
Where if, because here's one of the things that happens is I never know what curveball is going to get thrown at me. Mm. Where at 11 a.m., I get a call from the school and one of my kids is sick and my day's done.
Correct.
So if I could get a bunch of the most important things accomplished first, then if I had to leave for the day, then, you know, I can be happy with my results.
Helps with stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it does. Number 7, not having a to-do list. What?
What?
That's kind of contradicting there.
Well, no, that's not. I mean, that basically is, you know, by not having a to-do list, that's a problem. I mean,
right.
It's definitely, so many people don't want to have a list. Tammy, you are surprised because yeah. I want the honey-do list.
He does, Tom. I'm like, what?
Type them one out in triplicate.
Well, he loves it. Well, he loves the
here's
list.
Here's the freedom of the to-do list that I want.
I hope Jill is not tuned in.
Okay, so listen, if we're having an event at our house,
yes.
Okay, we're having a bunch of people over or something.
Right.
Okay, Tammy has her list of priorities on things that are really important to her.
Right.
And, you know, she'll take that list of priorities, and if she'll write them out for me, then I'll get it done. But I want to get it done on my time.
Right.
Okay, as long as I have that list and I know it has to get done, then I'll decide when I get it done as long as I know the time frame.
Evaluate your time.
Right, that's the freedom to me.
Okay.
All right, we're going to keep moving here. So,
all right, number 8.
Number 8.
No rest and all work.
Makes a dull boy.
Yes, it is. We've already talked a decent amount about that.
Yeah.
Getting rest, you know, yeah. caring for your
yeah,
body.
You can't be a workaholic. You've got
to
take
you
time
You have
out.
To take care of yourself mm-hmm. or everything else will collapse.
Exactly.
Number 9.
Number 9, being too free and not moving forward.
Stagnant.
Yeah, Tammy has a hard time even saying this one. Don't you? I mean, because you'd like to be free all the time, but you know, you go back and forth because you'll want to be free, but then you'll get your nose back to the grindstone and get really focused.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. And that's a good quality.
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, I still meet my goals. I don't stress out about not meeting my goals, I think.
Which is good.
Is what it is.
You don't
just,
need
and
stress.
That just comes with life and
yep.
maturity and moving forward.
Sure.
So the 10 time management mistakes that people fall into, number 10 on the list is?
Being a perfectionist.
Yep, being a perfectionist. So how is that a time management mistake? Being a perfectionist, when you're a perfectionist, it's really hard to be happy with a certain result. And things can take you a lot longer.
I see what you're saying.
To get something done because it has to be absolutely
taking
perfect.
Too much time.
Right.
Well, one thing I've learned, because, you know, my main business is working in the amusement park industry. So we sell carnival games and supplies. And so I've learned that you can't always predict the weather. You can't predict what your customers are going to need. You cannot. There's just so many variables. And so when I was out in my trade show, here we are. It's an amazing opportunity. If someone says, can you do this? We say yes. Because I may not know how to do it right in that second, but
you'll
I figure can
it
figure
out.
It out.
Right.
There you go.
Right, you don't
and
have
so,
to be a perfectionist.
Yeah, I don't have to think about X, Y, Z, ABCs.
Sure.
You know, 1, 2, 3s. I can just say, yes, I can do it, and then I will either hire a professional that I know that I can subcontract to, or I'll learn how to do it.
So here's
I did body work on my car watching
here's
YouTube.
Here's a closing tip. Here's a closing time management tip that
you
I use.
Good,
yeah, that was good.
You
that
did
was good.
Good.
Tip.
You
So here's a closing time management tip that I use to fight my perfectionist personality.
Okay. All right.
So I have this new timer, and on each side, it's a cube.
You have a photo of me. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
So on each side of this cube,
yep.
it has a different time. So there's 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, 45, and 60.
Okay.
So I just turn this cube to whichever number. So like if I have, like say, 30 minutes, and
you
I'll give
it
myself – it. Well, it's a timer that will give you 30 minutes at that point. So whatever task I'm working on – that gives me a timer and makes me much more aware of the time, and that's all the time I have to accomplish that task.
I understand.
And it makes me, I can't be a perfectionist. Like,
do
I have
cheat
to keep this thing
ever?
Moving.
Do you, like, cheat, like, flip it back over?
Right, like,
never,
seven,
ever,
seven,
ever.
Seven,
I would never do that. All right, if you'd like
no
to download
no.
these tips, these tips are going to be on DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. We'll get the 10 time management mistakes most people fall into. So coming up, dear 20-somethings, if you don't know these 7 important things about money and finance, you'll regret it in 10 years. You're with the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.